Hello, homeschool unlocked family. We are coming to you from sunny
South Florida.
Welcome. This is Jesus and Monica, and we are so excited to be here with you today. And we're going to be talking about a topic that we actually come back to quite often.
It's about being a generalist. You may ask yourself, what's that mean? You know, with the queen here that is a specialist in many ways with regards to being a homeschool parent, homeschool teacher, myself specializing in school psychology. How come these quote unquote specialists talk about being a generalist? Well, we're going to talk to you about that today, but I look forward to it. And like Monica said, it is something that we often come back to.
And the reason for that is we have had to learn to embrace this more and more in our homeschool journey. When we first had our first set of kids, we had 4 kids in 5 years. So if you're new to us, our joy is to help you enjoy homeschooling and do it with confidence in less time. We have actually graduated our 2 oldest, and we have 4 that we're still homeschooling, and we want to help you have the kind of understanding so that you can homeschool and do so in a way that is energizing to you and that is not full of stress, but actually willing to grow and learn and stretch and fail forward. And so we came upon a great book, and actually we are doing something we haven't done before. We're recording, we're not in our usual studio, and so I'm not even really going to be able to edit this podcast, but we know that done is better than perfect, especially when you're doing it in love and you're trying your best. And so we aren't going to be able to dedicate the time to this podcast episode, but we still want it to be a quality episode. So we had planned this content for you, which is to review material from Pat Flynn's book, Becoming, what is that?
I think it's Becoming Great at Almost Everything.
Yes. And his idea is that there are 5 principles that you can apply to get better at anything, because the goal is that you, by becoming a generalist, you'll actually be able to succeed more than just being a specialist at a particular thing.
Yeah. For example, Monica in college, she was part of the crew team. And in college, I was a baseball player. And so you could say we kind of specialized in those particular sports. But if you could imagine, we really just enjoyed being general athletes, right? I mean, Monica liked to walk. She liked to run. She lifted weights. You know, that's different from being on the boat. I really enjoyed basketball and playing flag football and intramural soccer. So I just really loved, you know, just being an athlete and being athletic. And so, you know, when you talk to Pat Flynn and we really go into his book, we're really going to dive into one of the particular chapters, basically talking about the five principles, which at the end is just, this is what he says makes you a generalist. And the first one we've really talked about is called skill stacking. Am I right, babe?
Yes. And so his idea is that you skill stack, and that's better than specialization, because you want to be better than most people at most things. And it's a key factor. And I want to approach this in terms of how you view your homeschooling and how you help your children to grow. But homeschool parent, I want you to view this for your own self. I want you to think about how you can become a generalist in this homeschool endeavor, in this homeschooling journey. So as you are growing in your professional development, you want to approach homeschooling with this idea of skill stacking being more important than specializing.
Yeah, I mean, and to think about it, I mean, let's just, you know, just to bring up the concept of reading. There are many prerequisite skills that are connected that need to be in place so that reading can be successful. Just think of all the little skills that kind of go together that lead you to being a good reader. This is what we mean by skill stacking, right? I mean, me and Monica have often mentioned, you know, we believe, you know, at the young age, their top, you know, skill set is memory. So you got to really work on that. Then they transition to asking why, right? Instead of what is it, which helps with memory, they ask why is it, which then now leads them really into that whole little reasoning track, right? And so once they start into that reasoning track, they begin to want to articulate, right? So in your mind, you're like, okay, I got to start stacking these items that the kid can memorize. Okay, I want to start stacking items kids can reason with, can kind of like, you know, massage and kind of fight through, and then, you know, at the end, articulate.
And so the next thing that he talks about is number two, good generalists are short-term specialists. So when you're growing, you are going to focus, hyper-focus on a particular skill, which is an ability to complete a task, which is different than a habit because habits are routines, but you're going to focus on a particular ability and you until you become good at it, proficient at it, and then you're going to keep that skill in maintenance mode and move on to the next skill.
Yeah, I mean, what's super cool is he's, listen, I just finished talking to you a long time about being a generalist and skill stacking. And now I'm coming with you is the way you skill stack is short-term specialization. So, you know, it isn't like this, I want, you know, these five skills I want to build, you're not going to immediately address all five at the same time. That he says that would be pretty nonsensical, but that, you know, at the end, those five skills you stacked really help you become that overall athlete. But, you know, the first two skills, you really got to hit those two hard for a little bit. And then just like Monica said, transition them to maintenance mode and then move on to the next two. So these are just short spurts of specializations. And then he had mentioned, you know, that when you put it all together, you know, maintaining a skill, he said, is so much easier than building a new skill. And the examples he gave, one of the examples is riding a bike. Very difficult to learn how to ride a bike, but once you ride it, very easy to maintain. And so that's what he says, you know, just you skill stack and you throw things in that maintenance phase for a little bit until it's all properly stacked.
The next principle that he talks about is the rule of 80, which is different than the, it's different than the 80, 20% of your effort leads to 80% of your like outcome or something like that. I'm drawing a blank, but that's different. He's talking about the rule of 80%, which is when you are learning a particular skill and you're trying to specialize in it and grow in it, you don't want to ever go beyond being 80% good at it. Like the max, let's say, you know, he's talking about weightlifting, and if the max that a person has ever been able to squat is 700 pounds, well, 80% of that is, let's see, 140 minus 700, 560. So 560 pounds would be 80%. And you never, I mean, even getting to 560 pounds is pretty phenomenal, and you don't have to go beyond that. So
If I can add to that, I mean, the way I kind of best understood it myself is he talks about 80%, but I think of it as the 80th percentile, right? You got 100 people, you really want to max out at being around the 80th person, right? Anything, you know, the 81st ranked person all the way to the 100th person, now you're dealing with real specializations and elites. And he's talking about being a general athlete. There's never a need to get one particular skill and take it and be like at the 85th percentile, right? Only 15% of the people on the planet or whoever your group is to be above that. So he's like 80% is the cap. You could definitely do lower than that, right? There are many skills where you don't need to be, you know, at 80th in the percentile mm-hmm. rank to actually be good at it. But it's super important that he said, you know, just think of that as a cap. The closer you get to that, then it's time to transition to the next skill that you're going to slide this one into the maintenance mode and continue to short-term, you know, these short-term bursts of specializations.
So, and remember, parents, as we're talking about this, we want you to view this for your own self. How do these principles apply to you? So as you are growing, principle number four is integration over isolation. And so you want to practice only the things you need to get good at, and you need to practice the technique in the context you want to perform. So you are learning, let's say, how to you know, help your kids, or how to do something in your homeschool environment. You know, let's say you want to help them become more independent in the kitchen. Well, you're going to practice the things that you need for that in the context that you want. So if you're talking about cooking, you're going to practice those skills in the context of being in the kitchen and meal prepping or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, if we can slide over to the athletics piece a little bit, it just helps. It's easier for me to understand with regards to athletics. If I wanted to throw the ball harder, there are several different techniques that I could do in the gym, that I can do on the running track, that I can do swimming, but nothing substitutes really practicing throwing the ball harder on the baseball field, right? I mean, I can do several things to generate more strength in my arm, in my legs, in my core, right? I can do different exercises. I can isolate those particular skills and muscles that would help me throw the ball. But in his particular case, he's like, you know what? You should always practice in integration over isolation, meaning in the context of what you want. Like, we got homeschool kids and they like to debate and they're taking debate. And so what, we're going to put them in situations where they're going to have to debate, and in groups that are prepping for that, not just the theoretical concept of debating. I mean, they're literally going to debate. And so what a huge learning tool, integration over isolation.
Yeah, and whether if you want them to grow in discipline, if you want them to grow in focus, well, then you practice those skills in the context that you want. And of course, you do this for yourself because you are modeling to your kids the things that you want them to get, you know, to grow in. You're inspiring them. You are not just asking them to do it. You're modeling it for them. And so actually, that's one of the reasons that we are being very, I'm going to say, rustic in our episode this week, is we are actually, we're growing in this whole entrepreneurial kind of mindset and thinking. And so we are right now working on getting a property ready for renters. And so our kids are here with us, not all of them, but three of them are here with us, and they are okay, guys, we're valuing, we value this. And so here we are preparing this property and, you know, having these conversations with them in the context that we want them to grow in.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about entrepreneurship hundreds of times. Well, I guess not hundreds of times, because we only have like 60 plus episodes, but we've really talked about entrepreneurship, and we're like, okay, hey, listen, it's time that rubber meets the road. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is what it is. This is us, an attempt to own a second property. You know, you got to come in, you got to be attentive, or you got to prep the house, you got to clean the house. Yep, it's got to be cleaner than your own house. All of a sudden, it's like, wow, there's work attached to this. And so, super cool.
Yep. And then last but not least, he talks about repetition and resistance. Practice. Practice is the only way, right? Practicing in context with integration. That's how you're going to get better. And then on top of that, he says you also have to stretch yourself. So you have to add in an element of resistance, because the more difficult you make it, even if it's incrementally, right? It should be incrementally. Then that means you're going to be able to grow and get better and stronger and faster, whatever it is that you're focusing on.
Yeah, so there's just a couple ways to make things or to add resistance to it. Just for example, whatever task you have, you can increase the frequency of it, like doing more of it. You can increase the intensity of it, right? Doing it for longer individual times. Mm-hmm. You can introduce, you know, little obstacles into the equation. So for example, you know, we've talked about debate, and we've had our kids here talk about debate. And, you know, there's a general structure, right, where there's an opening, there are 3 points, and then there's an emphasis. And like, hey, listen, I don't want any sentences. I want your 3 points in a bullet. Right? I'm adding resistance. I'm changing the format a little bit, but I'm requiring the same thing. All right, listen, you're allowed two supports for your first for your first item. Oh, you're used to only having one support. You need to find a second one. So this is how you add resistance. You know, you just add little elements here and there that kind of just throw off the routine a little bit. Just like, you know, when you're doing interval running, that's a combination of sprinting, jogging, and walking. You know, a little 10-second sprint with a 30-second walk and a 1-minute jog. You know, I mean, you switch that around. Trust me when I tell you, your body's going to feel the difference. And you just tweaking little things, you know. The sprint's going to be a little longer. The sprint's going to be a little shorter. The walk's going to be a little faster. These are all tweaks to whatever you do. This is how you add resistance.
So, parents, when you are homeschooling, remember that you are always able to teach your kids. You don't have to be a specialist in order to prepare them to be successful as they grow up. By skill stacking, by helping them become generalists, they may not be able to squat more than the specialist, right? That person who squats 700 pounds. But they would be able to outrun them. And so that's one of the examples that Pat Flynn gives in the book. It's a great book. It is not related to homeschooling, but because we see learning as being prepared for life and not just academics, it is a great, encouraging, and wonderful book to enjoy as a homeschooling parent.
And if I can add to that, I mean, you know, what we'll do is we're going to pick a future chapter of this particular author where we're going to dig a little bit more into the skills in terms of skill stacking. He kind of has three categories for skills, some that are absolutely necessary, some that, you know, your kid might not be interested in but are super beneficial, and other ones that are just purely their interest. And so he talks about just mixing and matching these buckets of skills in order just to produce a more well-rounded kid.
Yep. So Homeschool Unlocked, remember, it is not school, it's life. And we would love for you to share this episode. Please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. We'll see you next Wednesday. You'll notice there is no intro or outro because our property does not have Wi-Fi, so I cannot edit as normal. But in your mind, go ahead, enjoy that little intro and outro, or go back and put a previous episode on so you can get it from there.
Hey, don't forget to insert your own joke at the beginning of the episode, please.
All right. We love you guys. Have a great week.
Bye.